And we're back. This is Taylor. That Pedro says that was Papa Wemba, right? Congo. I'm probably sure not to be wrong. So this is the Taylor Report. We want to thank again Judy Reaver. Her books are wonderful. Please get the Ephraim Baraka books. There's a... I want to read you quickly something from today's... from the Chinese press conference of the Chinese Foreign Ministry. They're asked, President Trump has ordered the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz and announced measures against countries having energy trade with Iran. In an interview with the United States, he called on China to buy oil from the United States or Venezuela. And we want to know what your comment. This is a question put on today in Beijing. And how does China view the issue of safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz and the energy issue? Guo Jikun, spokesperson, says the Strait of Hormuz is an important international trade route for goods and energy. Keeping the area safe and stable and ensuring unimpeded passage serves the common interests of the international community. The root cause of the disruption at the Strait of Hormuz is the military conflict. To solve the issue, the conflict must stop as soon as possible. All parties need to remain calm, exercise restraint. China will continue to play a constructive role. As to the purchase of oil, China stands ready to work with others to jointly safeguard global energy security and keep supply chains stable. However, to fundamentally resolve the issue, what needs to be done first and foremost is to restore peace and stability in the Gulf and the Middle East region. Venezuela is a sovereign state and has full permanent sovereignty over all its natural resources and economic activities. It has the right to choose its own partners or of cooperation. Other countries have no right to dictate to it. I'm reading that because this is a development that is painful to talk about, but it has to be recognized that just how piratical the U.S. is and conducts itself. No surprise to people who actually watch the president of the U.S. There has been some, according to the Americans, they have issued licenses, that they have the authority over licenses for mining and minerals and oil and all the resources of Venezuela, and that anyone who wants to do business in that field will have to go through them. And they are saying that among the countries who will not be allowed any licenses are Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, Cuba. So that is the ugly, basically an ugly reality I hope people learn to face and not dodge around. This is grand theft, you could say. And it'll be the issue for the Venezuelan population, but also the rest of the world, because they're trying to constrict shipping, trade. We have the Strait of Hormuz, and today we also have the talk in the Baltics, particularly from Lithuania and Estonia, et cetera, Finland, Canada's friend, Finland, that they're thinking of creating what would be a kind of blockade of Kaliningrad, which is a Russian naval base. And that kind of talk can lead to something and make your hair stand on end. We need a leader, actually, at this point in Canada who would say that is wrong and we're not going to be part of it. I have to tell you, there is no such leader available at the moment. This is the Taylor Report. I got to thank Pedro and CIT 89.5 FM, Steve Fruitman, coming up.